Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Hard Hits. I'm your host, Derek Felix, and it's great to be back with you here on a great fall evening here in New York City. Hope everybody is safe out there, thinking about all the people in Florida right now with Hurricane Irma. We definitely are thinking about you. I hope everybody is doing okay and be safe out there. This is a kind of reunion of sorts. So I'm your host, Derek Felix, with Hard Hits, and I'm hosting this show from a different location, actually, in my house. Hosting it from the storage room, actually, in my house upstairs. There's a lot of cool stuff in this place. But be that as it may, and that will give an old school effect, but you can't see anything, obviously. This is our show, and we're going to cover a lot of football, with it being week one of the NFL. We've already seen something happen. Well, we didn't expect to have time of it against the Patriots, kind of spoiling their little home opener when they raised their banner, their fifth banner, 42-27. Alex Smith having a great time of it there. But he wound up with 4 touchdowns and over 400 yards. Yeah, I mean, who would have expected that? Maybe there are going to be some surprises this year. I'd like to pass out the phone number. If there is any problem, you know, calling in, you can call me direct and conference you in. There is a number that still should work, though. It's 424-675-8226. So I want to give out that number. That's 424-675-8226. And, I mean, I don't know how long this show is going to last, but I hope that people are able to take part in it. I hope some of the band that we've always had will be back together for this, and it should be a lot of fun. So, there's definitely a lot of cool stuff happening out there. You just got to maybe follow other stuff that's going on with the weather, you know, Mother Nature, try to take your mind off things, and that's what we're here for. That's exactly what we're here for. Big NFL week one, Giants at Cowboys in prime time tomorrow night. That should be a lot of fun. Hoping we can get Nate on the line for that. He's the huge Cowboy fan. I'm the huge Giant fan. We've got a game that could be a preview of sorts for who will fight for the number one overall pick. Whether it's Suck for Sam or it's Rosen or it's the Oklahoma quarterback, Buffalo and the Jets, they are going to be playing the first of two matchups. I think the other one is might be the second to last week. It's in December, but there are quite a few bad teams in the NFL, so that's something that we can discuss. Certainly, the 49ers are going to be really bad. The Jags are not going to be that good either. There's going to be a lot of teams. There are going to be quite a few teams that are bad, that are going to be like 5 wins and fewer. So that's something we could talk about. Well, how about we start with a little college football here on the show? I watch more college football these days than I used to, actually. And it's kind of like the old days when I used to watch college football all the time growing up. I love college football, actually. I really do enjoy it. There's always a lot of good games. Tonight was a little kind of the disappointing side. I guess the best game was probably Georgia and Notre Dame. Georgia really able to pull out a nice win over the Fighting Irish. That was on NBC. They pull it out 2019 in a defensive game right there. Field goals. You know what? It really was their defense. Their defense did the job. They finished out Notre Dame after Notre Dame stopped them, and with a huge sack and forced fumble and fumble recovery, and that clinched the game. So anytime you could do that at Notre Dame in that beautiful environment, I think that speaks volumes. That's pretty impressive. Even if Notre Dame is not going to be Notre Dame of old. Under Kelly, but he did a great job. So it was Rodrigo, you sunk my Blankenship's field goal chip shot from 30 yards out on the drive by Jake Fromm, true freshman. And the Bulldogs defense able to seal it away, and they pull out a big victory. So I'm sure Colin is very pumped up about that. So kudos to him. And they pull out a big win, and they're 2-for-2 so far on the year, 2-0. So good for them there. And their schedule is not too bad either in that SEC. They don't have to face Alabama during the regular season. Their schedule, there's about maybe three really tough games, but there's a chance that if Georgia, you know, they play, they get better and they improve offensively with their defense, they could be a team that's right in that mix, that's in that hunt, you know, for that SEC. Maybe they'll meet Alabama in the SEC title game. So that's something to think about. The Big Ten looks like it's going to be a really good conference, but it might not involve Ohio State. Ohio State at home, just stifled by Oklahoma. Oklahoma really delivering a knockout punch right there. Oklahoma just doing what they have to do. They are ranked number 5, and they got an excellent quarterback. Nobody talks about Baker Mayfield, and delivered a really good performance, and your defense dominated, and they took over the game in the fourth quarter, outscored them, I think, 14 or 17 to nothing. So how about that? The number 5 suitors, they dominate the number 2 Buckeyes, and maybe a little bit of a changing the guard. And we are getting a phone call, so let me conference in one of our guests here. He is from Clifton.
Yes, me.
What's up, Rob?
What's going on?
Well, I just want to welcome you back. This is Rob Davis. I call him an unofficial or official NFL guru. I know we're going to get to a lot of football tonight. And I was just talking about Baker Mayfield, a guy that's an excellent quarterback that doesn't get any pop. Why
agreed.
That's
a good question. Probably because a lot of people don't watch Oklahoma play. You know, but they're going to get the opportunity to do that this year. They're probably, after tonight, going to move up to, I assume, if not number 2, at least number 3, you know, considering Ohio State. I think Clemson will probably be number 2. Oklahoma, the people get a chance to see Baker Mayfield. I personally really like him, although the excessive celebration after the game tonight was a bit much. I think he's an extremely good quarterback who's going to have a good future.
You know what? I'm looking at the celebration. I know this has something to do with something that happened in the past or whatever. Apparently Ohio State did something similar to them. And
no, I'm not aware.
I guess Oklahoma decided to get back at them.
No, it was kind of nuts, you know?
I'm looking at it. It's actually part of the recap. They actually saw the image of them waving the flag.
I think stuff like that, though, I think could lead to fights. I remember when T.O. did that in when he played for San Fran at the time.
I remember
Yeah, and George Teague knocked his block off after that. But
that's NFL, though. Sometimes, all right, did they get carried away? Yeah, they got a little carried away. But you know what? Let them have some fun. Let them have their fun.
I agree. I thought it was funny, you know? Personally, Baker Mayfield is one of the quarterbacks I'm looking at for the Bills to draft after the season. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there would be nothing that would warm my heart more than to see one day a quarterback from the Bills beat New England in New England and do the same exact thing.
That's right. Stick it right in their craw, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I like that sort of stuff. You know, it's not like, you know, you're hurting anybody on the field. It's just celebrating. And I think as kids playing a game, you know, I think sometimes we get caught up in the whole, you know, act like you've been there before. But, you know, we also got to remember it's a game and it's supposed to be fun. Like, let them enjoy the win, you know?
Who's going to get offended here? The left ESPNers or whatever?
It'll be old people and sports analysts, pretty much.
It's sports. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, I love looking at Mayfield's numbers. You know, I'll admit I haven't seen a lot of him either because I don't really watch that conference a lot.
Mm.
But and I knew he was good. But you know, I look at these numbers here that he put up in the first two seasons and then I realized that he was actually a transfer from Texas Tech and registered.
Mm-hmm.
But 35-5 and over 3,000 each year, 38-8. And then tonight, he hits to it. I mean, what's not to love?
I know. He's a good player. He's accurate. He's got a good arm. I think, you know, I really, the more I see of college football this year, and I am paying a lot more attention to it this year than I have in the past few for a few reasons. But there's a lot of really good quarterbacks that are probably going to come out. And I think this could go down as one of the best quarterback years for college football, you know, as far as transitioning to the pros next year. But
You know, the other thing I would say, and I think that's a good way to assess it, because I'm kind of agreeing with you there, is that, well, this guy is a senior. So, I mean, he comes into the NFL. Yeah, he might not go as high as the other two, three guys that I'm throwing out there already, but you might be getting more of a finished product.
Somebody's a little bit more experienced, a little bit more prepared. You know, and some other guys, even like, you know, I know I kind of made fun of him a little bit tonight, but, you know, Sam Darnold is a good quarterback, but you also have to realize he was a redshirt freshman last year.
In between all our back and forth banter in the chat room, I knew what you were getting at, because he is only in his first full year of starting.
So
that is a very good point. He did throw a couple more interceptions.
I think he's a very accurate passer, but I don't think he has the greatest arm for deep throws down the field. It doesn't seem to really be his strength. His strength is more of that middle of the field stuff, you know, which is fine. He's accurate in that. And, you know, he's very good at feeling pressure around him.
I just think
more experience, he'll be a better quarterback.
He seems like the kind of guy. As you said, you know, you said something about feeling pressure, and I watched him. I watched the way he was able to improvise on the run. And he makes some really good decisions with the ball there in those spots. And he also, when he feels that pressure, if he sees the blitz, he seems to get that ball out. He's got a very quick release. So those are two things that I've spotted. About him.
He knows how to step around pressure, and he's more mobile than he looks too. So he's gonna be highly drafted. Whether he's the number one quarterback taken or number two is debatable, but he'll be one of the first two quarterbacks taken most definitely. But
yeah, I mean definitely. I mean I want to stick with USC for a second, because. I really was impressed. You know, it just looked like it was going to be a shootout. You know, the classic USC Stanford game. They're going back and forth, and Stanford showed me some stuff. You know, throughout the game too. Like last year, running back there, that guy can really run. But then, I really liked the way USC played in the second half, though. Just running those two guys, Jones, the other guy. Who's the other guy? The freshman.
Stephen Carr.
Yeah, he looks like a guy that's got a bright, bright future. Yes. He's got the moves. He's got the arsenal. He really
does. He knows how to make people miss. I really said, he does remind me a bit of LeSean McCoy in the way he moves around defenders and everything. Plus, he has good speed, not complete breakaway speed, but he's quick enough in his initial burst to make a lot of people miss. You know,
no doubt. They
have a good 1-2 punch there with Carr and Jones.
Yeah, I mean, and I think whatever thing I liked is their defense actually made some plays in the second half.
Yeah,
they actually put some pressure on.
Yeah.
They kind of did a better job in terms of limiting the new Stanford running back. He looks really good. I mean, what did he block? Like 100? He had like 120 yards after
something.
One.
Yeah, right around that. I think he had like 116.
You know, and I'm just going to throw this out there, and we could talk about it after, because JG said he is going to call in a little. I think you have an excellent class in terms of NFL rookies. I think there are some rookies that could have real impacts this year, especially at the running back position.
Definitely.
You know, we forget a lot about Leonard Fournette, but Fournette could also be a factor there over in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Ned
Hunt and KC is going to be a very good player. McCaffrey
in Carolina should help them.
There's a couple others as well that,
where did the Florida State guy go again?
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook, did he go to the Vikings?
I think so. I believe
I think so.
so.
Yeah. I'm gonna check on that right now.
Yeah, it's either the Vikings or the Lions. I'm not sure.
It's one of those teams. Let me just check here. I'll see if I can figure it out.
Oh, Vikings.
Yeah, I was right. Eric Felix actually right about a football player.
That doesn't happen too often.
The fact that I can poke fun of myself is always good, though.
Mm.
I don't consider myself an expert, but I'm very excited about some of these rookies that are coming in. Yeah, there is an interesting matchup, a matchup that I did not mention. Of course, I mentioned the local matchups, one being game between the Giants and Dallas Cowboys, with Zeke Elliott eligible to play the whole year, that whole thing. And that actually might have been the right decision. We can get to that a little bit. And, of course, the Jets and Bills, the game that I think the fans for each team, they're rooting for those teams to lose. So this is going to be
the game. It's the tank of the century.
The tank of the century right there. But a game of interest to me would have to be the Saints at the Vikings.
Because
Adrian Peterson's returning. And he's intent on getting revenge or whatever. Whatever that means, I don't know.
It's gonna be interesting, you know, whether, you know, the Saints O-line has gotten any better. And Peterson's age, you know, last year, before he got hurt, Peterson wasn't, you know, the most explosive running back in Minnesota anymore. You know, it seemed like he was kind of declining a bit there. So,
you know what? I'm going to make just a short prediction, one that you'll probably agree with and probably laugh about, because we'll get JPG on the line probably too. I'll just say that Dalvin Cook will run for twice as many yards as him. He'll probably have a couple of scores in a blowout.
The Saints are still the Saints, you know.
They could score.
I mean, yeah.
But I think the Vikings are a better team.
I think
that they'll probably have the upper hand. Are there any teams that you see in the college football? Yeah, we know who the team to beat is. It's Alabama. It's your guy.
Roll Tide. Yes, sir.
Based on what I see. I mean, it just seems like you could lose whoever, and it doesn't matter. You still got Jalen Hurts.
You still got Calvin Ridley.
Still got Burrow
and Harris. And, you know, they're going to be fine. They lost two linebackers and replaced them with a senior and a freshman. And, you know, their defense is just as dominant. So, we'll see.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, along with, you know, you have, of course, we mentioned Georgia, they're going to move up. Oklahoma is going to move up.
You know, and I liked how at the end of the game today, they were also, again, in the young freshman quarterback who is learning under – Marcus Mariota, he's learning under, you know. So the guy was a high recruit from Hawaii who was the number one dual threat recruit in the nation. So we'll see, you know, throw him in a little bit here and there.
Hold that thought, because we have another person. Join the conference. So welcome to Hard Hit. Good to have you back.
What's going on?
What's up?
We're talking football. We're right in the middle of it. Join me and Rob. It's Derek Felix and Rob Davis. And now we got John Giudorio. We're talking quarterbacking. We're talking football. We're excited.
You got Rob to unretire. Wow.
Yes, I have officially unretired.
I'm excited.
Wow.
I'm excited. Yeah, this is exciting. I'm actually excited. You know,
I'm on retirement, Rob.
On retirement, Rob. Like you said. I'm actually excited
time,
for the
baby.
Rookie class. We've got a good rookie class. you know, I would like to see the Bears. I know they're not going to do it right away.
This is what I called in for.
The sympathy.
No, this is not sympathy.
So much sympathy. I can tell it's real, baby.
This is a point that I'm going to make. Are the Bears expected to make the playoffs?
You tell me, Derek.
They're not gonna make the playoffs. So they should play.
Oh, really?
They should play the rookie quarterback.
Right there.
They should play the rookie
right
quarterback. play them.
Hey, Derek, are the Browns going to make the playoffs?
Are the Browns going to win 3 games?
Oh.
Hey, at least five from the quarterback. At least five from the quarterback.
I mean, that's a good move right there.
Well, I call in knowing that this is going to happen, so I'm going to call
in.
I'm disappointed in you. And you, John, I really thought I could count on you. I thought I could count on you supporting your former alma mater, Stanford, when they needed you. They needed you in that fourth quarter, and you were never to be found.
Oh, my God. You know what? I gave you the opportunity for me to watch. All I said was that you had to acknowledge that you have no insight into what the Bills' record will be, and that your prediction was 100% a button push.
How do I have no insight? I might not be the biggest expert when it comes to football, but look, Bills have Sadie McCoy, and these other teams don't, and Sadie McCoy is worth a couple of wins. That's why.
Now you would think that J.D. McCoy was like Walter Payton or something. J.D.
McCoy is an excellent player. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we don't know if he'll stay healthy, but he's an excellent player. And I like the addition. I like the trade that you made. You know, the two trades you made. You made that one trade for Jordan Matthews, which I thought was good, and you got rid of Mr. Injured Reserve or whatever. Your former number one receiver.
Sammy IR.
Yeah, Sammy IR. So I actually think that's an upgrade. So I like those two moves. You know, if that makes me bad, then so be it, or biased. Go ahead.
This is rich. This is rich.
Oh, man. Let's just say when the Bills do get the number one pick in the draft, one way or the other, right, I'm going to DX-style drive a tank to the NFL draft with a Bills logo painted on it.
You know what? If the Bills do get the number one overall pick, oh, man, I might have to actually purchase something Buffalo Bills related.
If the Bills get the number one overall pick, you would be able to drive a boat to the NFL draft. Derek would cry so much. The entire tri-state area would be underwater.
Hurricane Felix.
Yeah. Hey, there was a Hurricane Felix. I think it was a Hurricane Andrew.
I think so.
Derek.
2 years ago. Hurricane Deflex. There we go.
We have reports of someone crying in Staten Island nonstop since the NFL season ended.
There's a basement flooded in Staten Island somewhere.
Actually, I got a different kind of proposal to you, JPG. What if the Bears?
Let's hear it.
What if the Bears got the number one overall pick?
Well, they can't because they believe they traded it.
Did they really? Well, that's not good.
For Trubisky. I believe
that's right. How much did they give up in that trade?
When you have the opportunity to trade up for a quarterback with no track record, you got to take it.
You know, I did see that the Bears signed Akeem Hicks to a 4-year contract. Akeem Hicks, rather. So you signed your defensive lineman to a 4-year extension. You got to be jacked about that, right?
Why do I call into these shows when I know this is exactly what I'm going to get?
This is what you demanded.
Actually, no. The Bears didn't trade their first round pick next year.
Oh, they didn't. Okay.
No.
So,
no. They.
How many wins do you project for the Bears?
One.
I'm going to figure it out.
One. I predict that the Bears will win a couple games, and then Derek Felix will give you sympathy over winning a lot of games. And yeah, I don't know.
Well, all of a sudden, it'll be very important that the Bears win because it like builds character.
Yeah, the number one. What's gonna happen, right? Is that the number one pick is gonna come down between the Bears, the 49ers, and the Jets. and the Jets are going to be on the outside looking in, so it's going to be very important for Chicago to win games.
You know what? I actually went through the worst team's schedule.
Of course you did, because you have an agenda.
I just wanted to see if I could actually pick the amount of wins for each team. So
of course you did. You want to see if the Jets have the easiest path for the first
That's
pick.
What are you, I was trying to figure out which is the worst team.
Why do you care so much?
Oh, yeah.
I actually gave the Bears 6 wins.
Of course you did.
I gave the 49ers 2 wins. I gave the Jets one of those wins being against the Buffalo Bills. I'll help you know.
I like that you are knowledgeable enough about the NFL. This year. Only this year.
Only
like in the past,
this year.
Only
I wonder why.
Year.
I wonder why.
Yeah, well, I got news for you. I'm not picking the Patriots or the Patriots to win the AFC. So. I'm not picking them to win the AFC.
Let's stay on subject about why you care so much about who gets the first pick.
Only this year.
You know what?
This is never something that he has projected before.
Let's be honest. If the Jets were projected as like a 6-10 to 8-8 team who didn't have a shot at a quarterback, you would not care about the
Wait a second. We every year try to pick the amount of wins that each team's gonna have. That is true.
But don't try to pretend that every year you try to project who's gonna get the number one overall pick.
Yes. Let's not spin it that way. We do make predictions, but you know.
I projected myself as a projector.
As a Jets fan.
I'm a Giants fan. I'm a Jets Giants fan. Fan only you delinquents. Oh
I hear
God.
Jets fan. J-E-T-S, what?
Look, if you want Iris' phone number, maybe I could get that for you.
I'm sure you have him on speed dial, him and Fireman Ed.
Is Fireman Ed even alive anymore? I mean, you know, like
I love it. Derek has not wanted to talk about anything NFL related except who is going to have the least wins.
Of course, it's all right.
So, all right.
And his non-admittance about not wanting Buffalo to get the first pick is amazing, even though it's like totally obvious.
You know what? I mean, wow,
yeah.
Dave might be calling in. This could be very interesting if he does call us. You know,
oh man,
Celtics number 42.
I can't wait for him to call in because he's going to talk so much smack about USC and the Cowboys. I don't know which order it's going to be.
Amazing.
You guys are going to get into an argument over Sam Darnold. It's going to be great.
I'm not going to get into an argument about Sam Darnold. I like Sam Darnold. You're going to get into an argument with me about who's going to pick Sam Darnold in the NFL.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, a detective himself, a real detective. Sousa is on at Hard Hits. Welcome to the program.
Wow, what an honor being back on Hard Hits.
You missed so much.
I just have to say that it's so great to be back.
Good to have you back, Nate. Good to have you back.
No, it is really great to have you back.
There's so many voices here. Who's all on the air here?
It's Derek, Rob, and John.
Oh, Rob, your sister wants to know what time she should be home for dinner.
Hey. I was going to say, you know, I'm a changed individual, and I hope your family is doing well and that you're doing well in life. And congratulations to USC and on Ezekiel Elliott not getting suspended, even though he beats up women. But, you know, they're neither here nor there.
Allegedly. Well, that's nice that you found Jesus and you're born again. I would ask, was going to ask how your family's doing, but I know how your sister's doing, so.
Hey. Not as well as yours. She's not doing as well as yours, you know?
Oh, no. Mm. I'm sorry. Is she dead?
She's a little comatose. She's a little comatose right now,
you
know?
Oh, my God. Are you serious? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No. Was my dick that big? All right. I'm done.
Hey. Bottom.
All right. How am I supposed to know? You know, I pop in once every 3 years, but, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pop in once every 3 years.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, oh, the Giants are fucked. The Giants are fucked tomorrow.
I love
that's for sure.
Yeah, see, Nate still thinks that Derek is impacted by that, and it's not true. All Derek cares about in the NFL is if the Jets get the first pick.
Derek wants to know if the Jets are going to get the first pick so they can ruin Sam Darnold's career.
I think if the Jets get the first pick, he's going to stay in college.
Exactly what I said.
I don't see why you'd even risk it. But, you know, not to be too racial here, but the coach just seems like a fucking idiot. I mean, just a dumb
just
black
a little
guy.
Bit.
Actually, he's really hated by the fans, I call it that.
Look at how Derek is so knowledgeable about this.
Well, I mean, that's easy to figure out.
You're really just on the pulse of the New York Jets, Derek. You really are on top of it this year. I will give you that much.
I just sent you guys a text. It's a photo. It's an old photo of JNF. So I'll see if you can figure out which one JNF is.
Is he wearing a Jets jersey?
No, he's not wearing a Jets jersey, you lunatic. Oh, my God. You know, I'm sitting in a storage room, right?
In a Jet storage room?
No, it's the Felix storage room. It's got all my old like sports cards, and it's got his.
Are they sports cards of like Curtis Martin and like, you know?
Well, you know what? You know what's actually next to me? I got
Lavernius Cole.
I got some of my brother's Ninja Turtles and He-Man. Yeah, so
hey, what's,
very interesting
what,
mix.
What's the deal with this Craig Carlson guy?
Craig Carton? Oh, he's just
Craig Carton.
You know what? I'm glad
he's running like the biggest. He's running like the biggest. He's just some like stupid guy from New Jersey running like the biggest multi-million-dollar ticket scam in the whole world or something.
You know, I was reading, the last thing I read, and every time I read something, it's like it's worse.
Oh, there's sirens in the background. Maybe Murphy got arrested for being Mexican.
It's my day off. I'm not doing shit.
You know, I watched the show Live PD. Are we ever going to find you on Live PD?
No. We don't know.
I know. You guys don't really participate in that. But
they don't do those. Like those don't happen in Southern California by the beach where nothing happens except a bunch of drunk white chicks.
What I was going to say, Carton, he's always been an arrogant schmuck. Apparently ran his own gambling thing since he was 12. And
what does Joe Beningo think about all this? Has anybody asked
him?
Honestly, I'm more interested in has Derek Felix ever bought tickets off him?
Oh, I'm sure.
Why would I buy tickets off a guy that I fucking hate?
I don't know. It's what Jewish people do. I don't know.
Isn't Carton a Jets fan though?
Yes, he is. That's why Derek
cares.
There
we
go.
I don't even know that. So that means that JPG, you're more on Fred Carton. Maybe you're more obsessed with him.
Why are you pretending not to know that? You live with WFAN.
Yeah, but I do not listen to those two schmucks in the morning. I will never listen to them because they're horrible together.
Lies.
I'm very happy that Craig Carter will help get put away for 40 years.
He's got children, Derek.
He's got a family.
Derek. I have no sympathy for a schmuck that mocks other people. He mocks Sid Rosenberg for his problem, and he has the same exact problem. He's a schmuck, all right? So I have no sympathy for him. No.
What does Mike Lupica think about all this? Has he chimed in?
Fuck him. God, they should put him on LNN. and this is just basketball together on LNN or on ESPN, and they could have skewed views on everything.
Hey, Rob, how hard do you think Bachelor was whacking off the other night?
Yeah, probably very, but I'm still sure he didn't finish, so.
He's still going. He's still doing it.
Not exactly the Energizer, huh?
Oh, my God! I'm on the Empire account! I can't stop! Everyone!
Oh man, I was telling Derek earlier. Still, my favorite show of all time is that one NFL show we were doing where those guys called in and were making fun of Jeff for like an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
Like a stick.
Oh man,
and that was totally random too. Like,
it was.
You can't even make that shit up. That was like,
oh man.
We've been known to get odd calls from here and there, so. Including for Peyton Manning, so himself. So.
Does anybody ever hear from The Bachelor anymore?
No, I don't.
Not really.
No.
No, not for you.
He's raising his 6 stepkids.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. At least he's no longer sending us pictures of transsexuals.
No, he saves those all for himself now. How long do you think the hair?
This is not my thing. Put you the chart. Do you think he's cute?
What your fucker?
I don't want
you. Oh, man.
Holy shit, those
were not the days. Yeah.
If you saw her in the bar, would you know she had a dick?
Oh, man. The worst, though, I'm sorry. I think you're hilarious, but the worst, dude, is when that day I came back from vacation, you were like, you have to read this email, and you're just sending me that picture.
Me?
Yeah, of what Jeff did when he sent out his dick pic.
Oh my God. He really did that.
Did I send you his dick pic?
Yes, you did.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was back in the good old days when you could, like, fake what was in the email. It was like, you didn't say like there's an attachment. It was just, oh, let me open this up.
What would make him do that? That's what I want to know. What was he thinking about?
He was a 56-year-old man living at home with a 3-inch penis watching tranny porn.
Oh, man.
Why ask why?
Yeah, seriously.
It all
some things just are like, you're Jewish, Jeff likes cop of man boys, man girls, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. And to raise other people's children, to each their own.
If you're doing the pitching, it doesn't matter who the catcher is, man.
Oh, man. I forgot how much fun this was.
God, Bachelor. He's actually probably not happy because he was never happy about the Chiefs. Like,
that is true.
He was like the guy that, like, he was always pessimistic about every single thing about the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Not always.
Was.
At first, he was like a diehard Chiefs homer, and then something happened where he became like. Everything that they did was stupid.
He became the Derek Felix of Chiefs fans, basically. How Derek Felix doesn't like the Rangers.
That is very true.
That is Jeff with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm not going to debate that with you.
Bachelor was like the living embodiment of that quote from the last Batman movie where he was like die a villain or no. Die a hero,
and
live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Oh, God.
That was Bachelor's show.
And the best is everyone on that board hated him. Just hated him.
He was such a fucking dick. They'd win a game by like 30 points. He'd be like, yeah, man, well, Trent Green, he threw 2 complete passes.
Move picture him being like, yeah, well, Hunt may have had like 5 touchdowns, but he fumbled on his opening carry, and, you know, he got fumbled.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
No, Eric Berry's out for the year, man.
Looks like old Tom Brady's done, though.
Nah, I'm not going to say that, but
you can't write him
like,
up yet.
Looks like the path is wide open for the Buffalo Football Bills.
Nah, I'm not going to say that. Too early. Too early.
Buttons?
Oh, yeah, baby. First, this is the year Tyrone Taylor is taking them all the way.
And you thought I had issues, JPG.
Who's the backup quarterback for the Bills? He's starting
Nathan,
right?
Nathan Peterman,
the guy they drafted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Drafted this guy.
You're telling me that they couldn't get Kaepernick to play for this guy?
No, they wanted Nathan Peterman. So
you've already got a black quarterback. You put another one in.
You put another one in, it's the same thing. Are you saying all black quarterbacks play the same?
Pretty much.
If they're full black, if they're 100% black, then yeah. If they're mixed like Dak Prescott, they might mix it up a little bit. But the full blacks, you pretty much know what you're going to get.
Major running quarterbacks, you know, I'm not saying anything racial, but, you know.
Were you guys watching the USC game tonight?
Yes,
it was great.
Derek was glued to the TV because he wants to see if the Jets, you know, if they're going to get their word. You know.
I don't know if you noticed, number 4 on USC, the receiver, he caught a touchdown. He's like the darkest human being.
Yeah, he is. He's not quite. He's almost basically like Deion Branch, who used to play for the Patriots. Dark.
He's pretty good. Yeah.
If they turn the lights out in the stadium, you will not see
it. Unless he smiles, you know.
Yeah.
Is that the guy who did like the diving catch or whatever on the touchdown?
He caught it. Yeah. Well, no,
that was sick. That was sick.
Yeah.
Well, that's because nobody saw him dive.
Nobody saw him. Yeah.
I did. So
we just saw two hands floating in the air.
Oh man.
Gloves floating in the air.
He's pretty good. You know, I like your running game. The running game is pretty solid.
Running game is nasty. Oh, man.
You think USC is going to contend this year? I think they can actually win the
Pac-12? Pac-12, yeah. I don't know if the defense is good enough to go to the Final Four. But
they played better in the second half.
Yeah, they did. They're looking pretty solid. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, Stanford's not a slouch. You know, they can play a little bit, but you know, so I think you guys came away with a pretty good win.
I think USC's schedule is favorable enough for them to make the playoffs at least.
Yeah.
See what happens. Long season.
They have one game at Washington State like on a Thursday night. It's gonna be tough,
later in the year.
What's a weird little backwoods.
I think that the Big Ten or whatever it is now, the Big 18, is going to come down to Michigan and Penn State. I like Penn State, actually.
Of course, they're a bunch of child molesters, but 2 years ago.
Hey, you'll be happy
you,
to know that.
That makes sense why Derek Felix would like Penn State. Now it all makes sense.
Derek loves the rhythmic slapping.
I do. You'll be happy to know that Brian David is back. Brian David Sehorn is back on the Penn State bandwagon, so he's no longer a Sun Devil supporter. So I'm very happy about that.
Sun Devil thing was like entirely in your mind. You realize
it really
was, Derek.
I have heard Brian talk about the Sun Devils maybe twice.
No, he always talks about them to me. I have no idea. He was always bringing them
unless you can back this up with proof, I don't believe it.
All right, fine. I'm not gonna.
Wait, are you saying that Derek exaggerates people being fans of his team?
Yes, like when he calls me a Nats fan.
You are an Nats fan.
I'm a Nats fan. Because I like one pitcher from the team.
No,
I'm
no,
a Nats
not,
fan.
You like Scherzer?
Oh, and,
like Harper.
And Bryce Harper. Yeah, totally. Totally a Nats fan.
Rob,
I watch him all the time.
Rob, Nats, Davis. All the time.
Totally, all the time.
Yeah, I wasn't going to mention this, but I may as well throw it out there. Do you think that the Dodgers are going to be okay, Nate?
Do I think they're going to be what?
The Dodgers. Do you think they're going to be able to recover and be okay for the playoffs?
Yeah, they'll be fine. They'll be all right, I think. They got good. Yeah, they're so deep. I think they're just hitting a little long, but they'll be fine.
I actually think that the Diamondbacks could give them the most problems, you know, in that best of five, because the Diamondbacks improved their team.
Well, they just swept them like three times in a row, so
yeah.
That would appear to be a solid theory.
Yeah, I know, I'm not exactly
rooted, rooted in fact.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, guys, but there's another chance.
J.D. Martinez has about 24 runs since they got him. He's been, like, on fire for them.
Yeah. No, they're looking good. I don't know. We'll see. It's I think they'll be all right, though.
I still think the Dodgers have the best team. So, we'll see.
Yeah, pitching was a little bit – I whole season that the pitching was, like, a little bit smoke and mirrors because Alex Wood isn't as good as he is.
True.
Pitching all year. He's good, and he's still young, but he's not like he was putting up like Cy Young numbers. He's not that good. But
and he's really more of a sixth inning guy. That's what he basically is.
Dodgers have a better chance to rebound than Aaron Judge does of improving his batting average, though.
Here we go.
That's cold. Cold-blooded.
Rob Davis is anti-Aaron Judge.
You're goddamn right I am. The guy sucks.
He's on steroids, too. He's all juiced up on all sorts of different human growth hormones.
Yeah, it has not done him any good, either.
Yeah.
You know,
not all natural, like Cody Bellinger.
I love Cody Bellinger. That guy is awesome.
Hey, Derek, we need to get you – you know what the next team is you should be on? We need to get you some big baller brand gear.
Big baller brand gear.
I can see Derek sporting Reflex sporting like a baggy big baller brand T-shirt.
Like he's gonna buy the a jersey and the big baller brand shoes.
Yeah, the shoes and like a
as he's listening to Lonzo Ball's rap album.
Those shoes are worth more than my life right now until I start teaching. So.
They are.
The gear.
What are you going to teach, D-Flex?
I want to become a counselor, actually. So that's what I'm going to go back for. Become a counselor.
For who? Counsel who?
A school counselor, you know. Counsel, like, you know, young.
Inner-city youth.
Yeah.
You want to counsel?
Yo, let me spit some games.
D-Flex.
I'm not gonna be spitting any rhymes or any brands to anybody.
Be like, yo, child, you're seven, stay in school, it's cool.
Stay in school, you'll be so cool. Don't be a fucking fool. Oh, wait,
yo, I listen to Snoop Dogg. I can relate to you guys.
Snoop Dogg's gonna be like the coolest like 60-year-old if he lives 60.
Yeah.
Pretty much. How old is Snoop Dogg? Like 45?
He's 60.
I'm honestly so excited for basketball season, I barely even care about the Dodgers.
you got that fire for the Lakers, huh?
Triple B, baby. I'm ready.
Triple B.
Did you buy your Kentavious Caldwell Pope jersey yet?
they already had him on clearance at Ross.
Oh man!
I just walked in and got one for like $10. It was great.
That's kind of what your sister cost, $10.
Wow!
Oh man, the sister stuff, man.
You know, I was trying to.
I can't do any sisters because I don't have any sisters.
so.
Well,
staying
away from that. May your sister rest in peace, Rob.
Hey, thank you.
How long has your sister been married for now? 5 years?
Rob?
Who are you talking to?
Why are you talking to him? You're talking to Rob.
Why are you up on my sister's, like, marriage and everything? It's kind of weird.
I was just asking a question. I mean, geez.
Well, she's not available, so let's move on.
Derek, that's my bitch. Leave her alone.
Hey.
Oh, shit. I see how it is.
Exactly. That's how it is.
Look, Derek, there's some things you can do and some things you can't. Like, I could do Nate's sister. You can't ask about mine.
You wanted hard hits, folks.
Guys, got any NFL predictions that won't bore JPG to death?
Let's do it.
All right. Who's going to have the fewest losses in the league?
Oh, God. Here we go. Right to it, Derek. Right to
hey,
it.
Hey, why not?
Need to know how the Jets are going to do.
The tank. It's all about the tank.
They have the fewest losses?
The fewest losses.
Huh.
Cowboys.
Seahawks.
The Giants. Obviously. All right, just pick your six playoff teams there. Let's do that.
Six playoff teams. All right, I'll start. AFC, I'll go with the Raiders, New England, Pittsburgh, and the Titans as the division winners. And wild card teams, I'm going with Kansas City and Cincinnati. NFC, Cowboys, Packers, Seahawks, Tampa Bay as division winners. Wild card, I'm going with Eagles, Vikings.
Okay. All right. I'll go. I got the Patriots, Pats, the Bengals by default. Actually, no. I'm going Pats, Steelers, Texans, and the Raiders. So I'm going to go with those four as the division winners, and wild card. I'm going to go Bengals and what's my other wild? Oh, that's right. I'm mixing it up. I'm going Bengals and Chargers. Those are my teams in the AFC. NFC, I'm going Giants, Packers, Falcons, and the Seahawks. And the two wild cards, I'm going with the Vikings and the Bucks. Those are my picks.
Wait. Could you say that again? I had to step away for a second. I want to hear your picks, though.
You know what I said? Now you could have at it.
No, just say yours really fast. I missed it. What is it again?
Do you want just the AFC or the NFC, or you want both?
Just give me both, but just do it fast.
All right, I'll do it fast. All right? Patriots, Steelers.
Not fast enough. Stop. Not fast enough.
You're not done. Bachelor. Not Bachelor fast.
Packers, Patriots, Steelers. Patriots.
You have 20 seconds. Go.
Patriots, Steelers.
On the clock.
Patriots, Steelers, Texans. And I can't even think right now.
I'm over it.
That's it. No more. You lost your opportunity.
Yeah. No, not God's off, actually.
Go ahead, Rob.
I already went.
You already went, okay.
Yeah.
Who's yours? Give me yours.
I went Patriots, Steelers, I don't even remember. Patriots, Steelers, Titans, Raiders, and
Bengals was one of my wild cards.
Bengals and Chiefs as my wild cards.
No Bills, huh?
And the NFC, I went with the Cowboys, Packers, Seahawks, Tampa Bay's division winners, and my wild cards were the Eagles and Vikings.
The Falcons are going to miss the playoffs?
Yes.
Wow.
A lot of people are picking the Falcons to miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
Don't really understand why.
Because it happens a lot that the team that loses the Super Bowl.
That loses the Super Bowl has a letdown year?
Yeah.
I know that division is tricky. Yeah, mine was the Patriots, Steelers, Texans, and Raiders. And my wild cards in the AFC were the Bengals and the Chargers. And in the NFC, I went with the Giants, Packers, Falcons, and Seahawks. And my wild cards were the Vikings and Bucks. Yeah, those are mine.
Yeah. Looks like I'm dying over there.
Yeah, I'm dying.
What, are you sick again?
I have fucking post nasal drip.
You gonna make yourself another chicken soup tomorrow?
Yes, I think so.
It's funny because that gagging is the same sound that your sister makes.
That was good. That was good. That was well played. I set that up, laid that out there.
You did.
Laid out your sister, you know.
Oh my God! Yeah, you sat right down on it, kind of like your sister does.
That's what Brodeur said to his former wife about her sister.
No, Derek,
Marty's a hero. Come on,
hero who went in family to cheat.
Derek. I mean, you know, I think we can have a vote here. There's some jokes people can make and some can't.
Who wants to make picks, JPG or Nate, or both of you?
We're gonna make picks together.
Let's make beautiful picks together.
Let's make them at the same exact time.
I'm gonna make Lesbo picks here.
Jets, Dolphins.
Brown.
All right, I'll give you my pick. Here we go. Cowboys, Packers, Falcons, Seahawks, division winners. Mm-hmm. Wild cards will be... Wild cards will be the Giants and the... I guess I'll go with the Bucks. Yeah, I'll go with the Bucks.
Bucks but they like card. Them. Yeah.
And then AFC would be Patriots, I guess, even though it's going to be a down year for them. Patriots. What's the other division? The Bengals, the Steelers, Titans, and Raiders as division winners. And then, Texans. As a wild card, and the other wild card would be, I'll go with the Bengals. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
I think the AFC West is going to be too tough. I think they're going to all beat each other. And
Yeah, I kind of
agree with
that, actually. Yeah, that's
even the Chargers should win some games.
I picked the Chargers to make the playoffs.
Would.
I don't know about all that, but
yeah.
You know what? I'd probably be wrong, but that's okay.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Or the last.
Won't be the last time this weekend.
Well, I'm wrong about a lot of stuff.
Sure.
Oh, pity party for Felix.
Oh. Sounds like someone needs a counselor.
Counselor?
Oh, man. What? The hip-hop counselor, Derek Felix.
Yo, baby, yo. I'm your counselor.
I'm your counselor. Pull up your grade. Stay in school. Get an A.
Hey, JT Benedict, do you have any picks for the?
Yeah, I do. The Jets will not get the overall pick.
All right, Captain Obvious. I was asking about your playoff picks.
I'm not.
Okay.
You have
the Jets will win. The Jets will win the AFC.
Oh God! Oh Jesus Christ!
The San Francisco 49ers.
Real quick. I would like to change one of my wild card picks. Instead of the Chiefs, I'm going with the Jets as a wild card.
Derek's doing that thing where he politely laughs, even though you can tell he's not happy.
He's kind of
nervous. You know what? I changed one of my wild card picks, too. I'm picking the Deathskins to make the wild card of the NFC.
Okay. Fair enough. They have it all together,
though. Well, I'm not going to change my picks, but I'm going to dig a little deeper in my picks. The worst record will actually the second worst. Here's my pick. The Jets are going to go 4-12, which is going to be pretty bad, but it's only going to be bad enough for the second pick in the draft, not the first pick in the draft, because somebody else will go 13-3. So the Jets will end up second pick in the draft, and they'll take some, like, left tackle from Michigan or something like that. You completely miss out on Sam Darnold. Sucks for Sam.
I think the 49ers are the top candidate to have worst record.
They deserve it,
too. I have them only winning two games. So. There.
Do they still have Chip Kelly as their coach?
No.
Where is he now?
He's nowhere.
He doesn't have a job. He's unemployed.
He's coaching high school football right now in Chicago.
Is that real, or are you just being an ass?
No, being an ass.
No, that's real. That's real, actually, damn it. As a matter of fact, I got an exclusive.
Wait a second. Did you get an exclusive because you're a counselor for that high school in Chicago?
Yeah, actually I am.
Oh, come on. Womp womp.
Boo.
Yeah. Boo.
Who's got the microwave going? Oh, it must be JPG. He's always cooking something.
It's not JPG.
It's not.
That was me.
Not JPG.
Nate's making some, like, late-night tacos for himself, so.
Actually, if you must know, it was my car, and I'm going to get Taco Bell. Seriously. So. You were half right.
Hey.
Don't worry, guys. I just called Ice and told him Nate's on his way. So.
Let me get Taco Bell.
You know, if we had built that wall sooner, none of this would be possible, so.
Well, that wall's going up soon. We're getting rid of all these fucking. Well, anyway. Carry on.
Can we just like launch them into space? I don't even. Why even bother sending them back to Mexico?
Yeah, I just shoot them up over a big body of water somewhere.
Yeah. How was free helicopter rides for all dreamers?
And take the Jews with them.
No way.
We only have one Jew on the phone here. Yeah. Fine. Wait, are you Jewish, Rob?
No, I'm not. I'm Catholic.
Oh, good.
I'm safe.
You can stay.
Yes,
you can stay.
I appreciate it.
We'll let you stay.
Much appreciated.
Helicopters are a very beautiful and convenient way to see the Pacific Ocean. I don't see anything wrong with it.
They are, yeah. I can't. You know, and it's funny because, you know, can you imagine how many Mexicans are going to be lining up to help build the wall if they're offering like 20, 30 bucks an hour?
only if they recruited Home Depot, man.
Oh,
but like,
man.
You know, you get picked up at Home Depot to like lay tile. You get paid like, you know, $10 an hour minimum wage.
if they're building a wall, they're gonna, you know, it's a government job. They're gonna pay $20-$30 an hour. Those are gonna throw their family under the bus so fucking fast.
Oh, that they are.
Shit, I'll go do it. Fuck it.
Yeah, for $30 an hour, I'll help.
Fuck that.
Throwing everybody under the bus. My ex-girlfriend, her family, I don't care.
Rob a land worker, too.
What about me, guys? I can do brickland.
No, man.
Bastard with a tear his hamstring trying to help the boy.
He would break his jamberry nails.
Listen, you guys, I used to play football, and I got really broad shoulders, man.
Oh, man. That must have been the most embarrassing shit in the world if he played football and, like, knocked somebody down and then made fun of him. Like, man, I just pancaked your ass.
Dude, Bachelor was like the, he was like Clay Matthews before Clay Matthews. Out there with long hair coming out of his helmet and stuff.
I remember I insulted Clay Matthews once. I got so deeply offended that I thought he was going to quit the chat forever.
No.
Who got offended?
Jeff.
Jeff did.
Man, how could you say that about an American hero, man? Us long-haired guys got to stick together, man. Man, we use purple shampoo and conditioner. Man, you know what, you're going to get split ends, and nobody wants that, man.
I miss the days of the Jeff Bachelor, Dan Wheeler feud.
Legendary. It was like Stone Cold versus The Rock.
That was the hardest thing to listen to in the history of these, like, conversations. It was bad.
It was literally like two retards slap fighting.
It was really just really tough to listen to. It was, I don't know.
Well, you were there when young Daniel Wheeler threatened to sit on Corey Jones.
We were, yes. Yes.
Rob, have you ever had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Wheeler?
No, I have not. I have not had that pleasure. I take it you have.
Yeah. I'll never forget. I can't even.
No, please, Matthew. I need that experience.
Well, all I remember was that. Well, I remember a lot of things, but I met him, John, and Sam Bourne at Buffalo Wild Wings to watch a hockey game.
Okay.
And the three of them had gone to, like, you know, Dan's favorite place in the world that day, Disneyland.
I just remember,
John, you did something. You didn't go on all the rides with him or something, and he was just, like, so pissed off about it the whole time. He was like, what's going on with you? I don't know what it was. I can't remember. It was some shit like that.
Yeah.
He was passive-aggressive the whole time. He was like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a fun game, but John was going on the teacup with me, so... Man!
Oh, brother. Oh. Wow.
He wouldn't go on that fucking elevator ride. It drops, like, 10 feet. I thought he was going to have a nervous breakdown waiting in line for it. He was so afraid.
Wait.
Oh, my God. He wanted somebody to come on the ride with him?
No, he didn't want to go on it at all. There are 10-year-old kids that go on this ride with no problem. And Dan Miller was going to piss
his pants. So that's what it was. You were making fun of him for that, right? That's what it was?
Yeah.
That's what it was. Okay, yeah.
Man, I don't want no teacups, man.
The other thing is that when you meet Dan, you can tell that he, at least with, like, me and Nate, he clearly holds grudges against us for stuff that happened in, like, 2002 or 2003. Mm.
Yeah,
look,
you know, I think he treated me. All right.
Treat you.
It's really obvious to me that I can't ever meet Dan then, because I used to make fun of him more than anybody.
Oh, he remembers every word that you said to him.
You can meet him, just don't leave an open drink around him. He might slip you something. And
yeah.
Oh, what
God.
What is that Adam Sandler movie with the guy that has, like, the list of everyone that's ever
Oh, Jesus. You know, yeah, and that's how I picture Dan. Word name. Like, I
but
would have
to. He's worse. He's worse than that.
Are you talking about Waterboy?
No,
I think
not Waterboy.
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison,
yeah.
That's
been on a lot lately.
And he calls the guy, and like the guy's like a transgendered person, and he crosses his name off the list. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Steve Buscemi. Yeah,
Steve
right.
Buscemi.
The,
yeah.
The other thing that I remember. Go ahead, John.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to tell Rob. The other thing I remember was at that same time when he was all pissed at you, and maybe he was like stress eating. I don't know, but I just remember like. They couldn't bring him enough wings. Like, he just kept fucking eating the whole time.
Geez.
Like they didn't have enough wings and weights to feed him.
He never paid for those fucking wings either.
I remember that. Chet came and he just sat there.
Jesus Christ.
He just sat there licking his fingers.
Oh my God.
Oh, man.
That's a nightmare.
You know, I honestly would be afraid to meet him.
You should be, because he remembers everything that has been said to him by Hall.
He still holds a grudge against me for because he gave out. Remember he sent out those stupid instructions, the 5-page instructions for a show, that we have to follow every rule of his instructions. That's what.
Yeah.
Man.
I have to you know what? I still have it somewhere. I'll have to resend it to Nate because it's.
Oh, brother.
It's like a freaking 9-page thing or whatever.
The best, though, is when me and Justin ruined his religious show.
Job 32,
man. Why didn't I get the job?
Oh, my God. That was. Just too much.
I look at it this way. I brought it up the other day. Like, after he threatened to physically sit on Whipwrecker, a.k.a. Corey Jones, he decided to become a sports businessman working at a sporting goods store selling tents. So,
is that what he's doing now?
Yeah, I think so.
No, he works at some bank in Jacksonville.
Oh, now he works at a bank? Okay. Well, either way.
I found him online, on the internet.
You actually found him?
I found him, yeah.
Wait, are we talking about Wheeler or Kojo?
Kojo.
Oh, okay.
That was weird. He was like, I don't know. I mean, this is like 15 years ago now, but I thought he was fucking hilarious in the chats back in the day. He was, like, the funniest guy, but then he just, like, disappeared and became all, like, or something. But I thought he was fucking hilarious.
He was. He was freaking hysterical. Well, like, he would make fun of, like, Terry Schiavo and everything, and it was fucking, like shit I wouldn't do, you know? And then he just kind of, I don't know, dropped off the face of the earth.
Maybe that's what it was.
He blocked,
Terry Schiavo
he blocked up on Facebook.
Yeah.
He found God.
I guess so.
It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, I wonder how God feels about all those abortions.
The one thing I remember is that Corey was very funny, then he disappeared, and JNF took it very hard.
Yeah.
JNF was a big fan of Corey Jones.
Yeah, he was.
I told JNF that that Corey Jones like called me secretly. And I kept up the lie for like a year and a half.
You got his hopes up.
Yeah. And then finally I broke it to him. He's like,
oh.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to Wheeler in like a year.
Corey Jones was JNF's celebrity crush.
Are you sure Wheeler's still alive?
Yeah, Wheeler's still alive.
You sure of that?
Yes, he's still alive.
good.
Good. Well, you don't sound too thrilled there, Nate.
No, who knows? You know, let's, hey, you know, let's
tell us how you're really feeling.
Look, if the Bachelor can find. Or whatever, that grotesque chick out there with six kids that we let you take in and take them to Disneyland. And,
oh, man. I remember, like,
about the birds and the bees that used to be birds.
No.
We need to, you know, we need to do, like, a class reunion, like a group meetup in Las Vegas. Where,
yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Because, you know, JTG runs the town over there.
Right. He is the concierge.
Concierge. We need to fly down there, or I can drive. I need to drive down there anyway. I've been saying that forever. I want to do it.
Yeah. I have a couple of friends out there I need to visit. So.
Let's do it.
I'm doing it.
Let's go.
Well, John, I'm going to come out there sometime this fall. I'm going to come. I'm going to come hard.
Oh, yeah? Don't worry about it. Eugene will be here for when you come.
Oh, No.
The hurricane's going to blow him all the way to Las Vegas.
Oh, God, I forgot Eugene lives in Florida.
Fucking A, you're right.
I forgot Eugene.
Guys, we have another guest, so I'll bring it in.
Guys, we have another guest.
All right. Who is it?
Okay.
What?
Hello. Who is this?
Who are you?
Who is this?
What's going on?
J&F.
It is the one,
wow.
The only J&F.
Isn't that ironic that we start talking about Kojo
and
J&F? Here comes J&F.
No.
You
know what happened
was
the magical word.
He was asleep when he heard somebody say Corey Jones. He was like, what?
What, yeah. Corey Jones? What?
Yeah, I heard Rob say my first name.
Yeah. And, your first was on there, Johnson.
The
big smile.
No, what did Rob say? He said first chat room crush? What did he say?
Your first celebrity crush was Corey Jones.
And then here you are 30 seconds later. You're like, I thought I heard that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
What a surprise.
Wait, isn't Rob the same one that said I was like a robot back in the day when I used to just fall asleep out of nowhere? I mean, leave the chat.
Because you were dreaming about Kojo.
Probably. I don't know. What?
LOL.
K-I-K. apostrophe.
Kojo used to get so many LOLs out of you. Oh,
It was like an LOL overload. You had to recharge.
What's going on?
One hand on the LOL key and the other hand, well, you can guess.
Oh, man.
Actually,
how you guys doing?
Hey, let's watch those references. It's a PG show, you know.
Black people in the crowd go, oh.
Oh, man.
What are you talking about, football?
We're just bullshitting. This bullshitting.
We already talked football. We got all our predictions already.
We have come to the conclusion that Derek Felix is going to be severely disappointed when the Jets don't get the number one pick.
Yeah.
The New York Jets. What a disgrace.
What's going on, Jaina?
Not too much.
I like how Derek asked his brother what's going on. They live in the same house.
No, that was CPG, I thought.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it was Derek. Oh.
No, Derek's shaving or something.
Derek's shaving. The shaving.
No, actually, I had to mute myself so I could put my brother through. Sacrifice. I sacrificed myself.
Only one Felix can speak at a time.
Yeah, didn't you know we're the same person?
Yes.
I still think they are.
For like a year, I was convinced they were the same person.
Until the big debut.
Yes.
I text them.
I still think they're the same person. And that JNF just hired somebody to play Derek.
Like a body double, yeah.
So someone left Stefan, right? I mean, Justin was just a stranger. He was a stranger.
I really think JNF's real brother was Corey Jones, and
Time out. You're saying I'm creepy? You're like, I wouldn't have a crush on my brother like that.
I meant like a family. I didn't mean a crush like your crush you had on Ahmed Johnson. I meant like, you know, like a brotherly type crush. Like, hey, that's my boy. You know?
No. I know exactly what Ross is talking about.
I know what he means. I just didn't think he was, you know.
But he wasn't clear enough for you?
No, I actually thought, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, now everybody knows what I mean. I didn't mean, like, you had a sexual crush on Corey Jones.
Well, I was saying you might have.
On that note, it was good talking to you guys. I gotta go. What?
It's good you didn't have a sexual crush on him, or you would have ended up with an abortion, most likely.
And then Daniel Wheeler would have had to sit on you and Corey Jones.
Oh, yeah. Remember you used to threaten Corey Jones about sitting on him. And then Corey Jones would call him Pig Man and Bacon Man, whatever.
And then Corey Jones just disappeared. We were talking about that. Like, he just got scared and decided to become a banker or something. I don't know.
Jimmy found him on LinkedIn, actually. I actually saw him. He was with coworkers or something, colleagues. I don't know if you guys saw that.
No, I want to see what the hell this is all about.
Well, he found him on LinkedIn, that's why.
He got his degree from the University of Sexual Relations and
Sexual Activity.
Sexual relations.
I heard Rob say Terry Schiavo before. That brings back very good memories.
Is that what got you onto this call?
No, I was listening in on speaker, and then I called in.
He had heard the Corey Jones talk, and he wanted to reminisce about
that was
Young
like,
Whip record.
That sentence that JNF just said was like one of the creepiest sentences ever. I just heard somebody say Terry Shiloh, and it brought back good memories.
Like, how did this all happen tonight? How did we get like? Well,
there is a special place now reserved in Jewish hell for you.
Yeah.
Yes, there is. I'm going to go to the zoo. What? I'm going to the zoo? What?
The zoo. Oh, man.
The
I remember that.
Yeah, you saw Jews, J-O-O. J-O-O.
A Jew? What?
Yeah.
The good old days.
Oh, man.
I can't believe it was that long ago already. You know, by the way, you know, I can't even find out the AOL anymore. I was actually on my computer the other day. I just use my phone now, but, like, I was actually on my computer, like, last week, and, like, I have, like, AOL Desktop, whatever the hell it is. I couldn't even sign into it anymore because it's called AOL Gold Desktop now, and they actually started charging you to get it. So I'm still able to keep my email address and email, on, you know, through my phone. But, like, if you try to sign on through, like, the desktop shit, like, it's not allowing you to, like, even remotely even able to sign on.
Why would you? I wouldn't even know how to get on AOL now if I tried.
I saw my email address. I use that for email. My main email.
Well, Derek's email address has been hacked for like 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah, mine has too. So.
You know what's funny, Rob? A couple of weeks ago, I was actually thinking about like your past screen names. You remember something called Bomb First?
Yes.
What the hell was that? I'm kind of curious.
It was a Tupac song.
Oh, okay.
Rob's an ISIS.
No, I didn't really say I said that at the time. Rob's a terrorist.
I am an ISIS. The secret is out. Actually, you know what? I probably shouldn't say that over the phone because I feel like the helicopters are going to land in my yard.
Are you saying that we all have FBI computers?
Over the Pacific Ocean, Rob.
The FBI phone. My FBI computer says Dan Wheeler is eating his hands right now.
Whatever happened to GQ? Is he still in Indonesia?
I already does video game reviews now.
Yes, he's very famous.
Wow.
That's what I was told.
Yeah, he's got 5,000 followers on Twitter.
Oh wow. Good for him.
Good for him.
Yeah, he went from worshiping God to being a expert video gamer or whatever.
Well, you know, when you live in caves in the Philippines for like 6 months.
Did he really do that?
Yeah, he had gone on some like God retreat or something with people a while ago.
Isn't that something?
No,
I actually met.
You think
if there
is
a God who wants to do
that?
You know why he does video game reviews, right?
Why?
Because he once told Dan to play with his controller or something, or his joystick.
Oh man.
And then he said, go to the mall or something, or eat your hands.
Look, I said it once, this is a PG show, let's not, get Derek kicked off the air.
Talking about.
Well, how is this even happening? I don't understand.
You just,
I didn't know.
Rob, you just declared your allegiance to ISIS. Now you're saying it's a PG show.
I did not declare
Rob,
my allegiance
Rob
to ISIS.
For
listen,
talk radio moderators who are listening, Robert J. Davis.
No.
Hoboken,
no.
New Jersey.
Robert J.
Davis of Hoboken, New
what,
Jersey.
Is this spelled J like on Homer J. Simpson?
No.
Robert James Davis of Hoboken, New Jersey.
Robert James Davis. That is not my name, so that's good. That is good. So.
And his sister has had many bombs dropped on her.
Look, I'm about to sell your sister into white slavery. So.
Better than black.
Right. Or Mexican slavery, whatever.
No, please don't do that.
Make it white slavery.
Wait,